Hello, it's November 28, 2012. The time is 4:57 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside. And this is Audio Mo Day 28 here on Audio Boo. This is my second of two Audio Mo's that I do. And I'm actually out in the backyard with Jack, the cat, who I filmed this morning a little bit on my Vlomo over there on Rich TV, Tioga. I've got him on the leash just to get him out a little bit. We got a little flurry action going here with the cloud coverage out in the backyard. And just to give him a little outdoor time here. Because this is my second of two Audio Mo's that I do. This one on Audio Boo and the other one over there on Voicebo. I've already done that one, so wanted to get this one done. Ending a very good day. First day back after a couple days of being off, regular, my weekend, so to speak. So, but a very good day today, and sort of gonna end it the way I started, but with Jack on my Vlomo this morning. Like I said, just a quick clip of me waking up and doing a few things, nothing really exciting, I guess. But end of the day, coming home. We have this thing in New York State, and it's associated with some other states called Powerball. And I don't normally buy a ticket, but I couldn't resist buying a couple tickets on this particular drawing tonight because of where the prize money is at. Normally I buy the Mega Millions when it gets up over, I don't know, 50, 60 million. I'll throw a dollar down. Now the Powerball is $2 a ticket. So I bought two tickets. One store I wanted to buy it at, they don't sell the lottery tickets anymore, which was surprising to me. So I had to go up the road a tad. Didn't inconvenience me too much, but I knew they had a machine. And got a couple tickets, and I threw a $5 bill down. And the girl behind the counter said, would you like to donate a dollar to the local food bank? And I said, you know, that's a good idea. And I just got thinking, you know, I should have just bought one ticket and give them $3 for the food bank, but I'll throw an extra couple bucks in the food bank jar there next time there, I guess, down the line. I contribute to it a couple dollars, you know, spare change I throw in there. I do that at McDonald's also. If I got spare change, it always goes into their charity thing there and stuff like that, because a lot of that change, when it adds up. And but I got a ticket, two tickets, and the big drawing tonight, it's up to $500 million. It's almost astronomical. It's just I know I'm not going to win, but it's just a thought. What if you won? That's a scary thought. To go from what is normal to you, because that would be a life-changing, you know, some would say, oh, it would be a great life-changing thing, but really, would it? You know, it's as far as, I don't know, it's just, I'm not going to turn it down, but if you really thought about it, it's just, it's scary, because, I don't know, it's just something to ponder, I guess. I guess that's why I call it a ticket and a dream. I got two tickets and a dream that I can think about tonight, if I won, which I don't have a snowball's chance in hell, which if it gets any colder, we're going to be getting some snow and I'll be able to make some snowballs. But just a thought on this record Powerball drawing tonight, that it's if it's one person, hopefully it's somebody that really needs it. And could really do some good with it. It's 500 million. Now, they don't get the whole 500 million. I think after taxes and whatever, if it was just one person, I think they get probably a quarter of that. So, but even still, one fourth of 25% of a 500 million. You know, it's over a 500 million now, but that's a good chunk of pocket change. So, just a thought. Here on the eve of the $500 million Powerball drawing. Y'all have a good one. Be fire safe, be fire wise. Ciao for now, or learn not to burn, and ciao for now. Peace.